Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
You are listening to the greatest radio show ever, it's Spankwagon Radio.
Oh my God, it's Friday night, 6 o'clock Vegas time, 6:01, who's really counting, and you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever, Spankwagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher. Claude's late again. I don't know how he does this. I mean, we really got to start pinning this boy down. I say everybody needs to pitch in and buy the guy a fucking watch, maybe an alarm clock. Hell, maybe a call-in service that calls him every hour on the hour just to make sure he knows what time it is, and I'm sure that somewhere, somehow, he is missing out on something. So, hey, anybody who's listening, I'm your host, Trencher. I'm sure Claude will be in a little later, late being the word here. And if you're annoyed by this, get used to it. I've got a cold. I'm sick, and I'm still here. I got a very sick wife at home, and I'm still here. You know, I don't know. Very funny how this works out. Ladies and gentlemen, Friday night, Spankwagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. And if you're brave enough, join us in our chat by going to spankwagon.net, clicking on the cam and chat link, and you can watch us, or me at this point, and you can also chat live with all the great people sitting out in the room. If you'd rather not go click on a link, you just want the direct info, it's irc.slashnet.org. The room is pound, LV Rocks. Pure, simple, basic stuff. Also, today we're going to have our call-in game, yes, 20 questions, or Q20, as I'm going to start officially calling it, the Q20 game, but we'll have that a little later on. Keep your phone number dialing fingers ready because it's going to be 1-866-LV-ROCKS, LVROCKS. And for those of you who are local into Las Vegas, it's 383-8120. Or if you really want to pay the long-distance bill, add a 1 and a 702 in front of that. Other than that, let's take a look here. Let's see. What do we have? Oh, yes, we have acronyms. We have more things about RDIF tags. A little bit of follow-up on the website and a follow-up to what something we were discussing last week. A little more arguments about English as language, and of course, another royal wedding. This time it won't be a prince and a princess, it'll be a prince and some really odd fucking name that they're going to give her. Anywho, we have our dead celebrities and our mad props, so, well, we don't have mad props yet. It's with Claude, so once we get him in here. Again, I don't even know where to start. I really don't. Virtual One asks in the chat room, what's the topic for tonight's Q20? Well, if you think about what 20 questions is. If you listened in, we'll actually explain those rules later on when we're ready for a caller. As for right now, I have no clue what to do because I did not bring any music today. I really absolutely positively assumed that I wasn't going to be the only one flying here for a while, and I did not bring any fucking music. So, I think all I got is my background cue. That's exactly what I have. And I hate running a show all by myself that's all talk because it could get rather boring. I don't know if anybody actually pays attention to the other shows that come out of this. I believe most of these syndicates that you may be listening to. But I know here at the Mothership at LV Rocks, we have another show. Everybody knows Sean O'Mac, who's, you know, he's been on our show a couple times, hanging out and chatting with us and sharing opinions. Well, he runs a show called Subject to Discussion, if you didn't know that already. He has had, for the past 2 weeks, people who are, quite honestly, stars and actors from the new Battlestar Galactica. This week, though, he says, now this is, I don't know if this is totally 100% in the wall confirmed, But he says he should have Edward James Olmos. Who knows? We'll find out. That's Wednesday night. I might want to tune that in. Also, I'm going to show my website since that's all the fuck I can do right now. Spankwagon.net, if you want to listen to some of the other shows, check out the two most recent for this month and last month at the in the archive. Just go ahead and download them. They're under the subject to discussion tag in the pull-down menus. Always good to check that out. Akari in the chat room says, talk about the mother that killed a woman who was trying to steal her baby. Yeah, that's the second one. That is the... Oh, my God, he has funked up hair. It's like he got a haircut. No, I can guarantee I know exactly what happened. You just woke up, didn't you? You woke up and were late, running late to getting here, weren't you? Chat room, did I not...
contemplating the show.
You were contemplating the show?
I was listening to music, and I forgot.
Oh, I see how this is. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone out there, you have been replaced by his music. He doesn't care about you. He just shows up late whenever he feels like it.
No, it's really hurtful.
It's really annoying.
Yeah, I know.
Try being here. I'm going to do this to you, and you don't know how to run some of this stuff.
I can run it.
What's this button do?
This sounds like an old sitcom episode.
Yeah, it's in repeat.
But I'm
what's up with the hair?
I was in a hurry.
Fuck, dude, buy a hat. Yeah. You got you. It's not a pompadour hairdo. You got like the 80s bangs,
dude. Just right now.
You got
you know,
fucking
it's the 80s
bangs. Oh, it's the humidity. It's raining outside. How come your hair isn't wet? Fuck that. You got 80s bangs. You fluffed your hair before you showed me. Like
actually,
I actually slept in. I gotta look harried. How do I look like I actually ran here on foot all the way from my side of town? I know. Fluff, fluff, fluff.
Actually, no. My hair does this naturally. All I did was got out of the shower and slicked it back, and that was it. Turn the camera on.
I don't know. I don't know if they can see this.
Which camera is that?
That's the angle one right over here. That's the lipstick cam over here. Not the front one.
Put the front one on.
The front one will bleach us. Okay, the front one's on. You gotta see this. This is his. Yeek. He's walking over right now. If you can see it on the cam. Oh my God! It looks like you're one. It looks like you're balding. Two. It looks like you got some sort of like Mad Max mohawk that got fluffed. Jesus Christ! Show up next time when you can.
But I'm bummed.
Anywho, well, not too bad. Only 5 minutes late.
Actually, you know what? I would have been here on time except for number one.
It's raining.
I almost got into an accident.
It's raining.
And there's a 6-car pileup at Martin Luther King in Oakey.
Yeah, and you know why? It's raining out, and every time it rains in Vegas, it's like Iowa winter snow and all that shit. People forget how to
bullshit.
Fucking drive. No, people forget how to drive. They're like, oh, I can accelerate like normal, and they burn out, and they
see,
skid all
people,
over the place.
Not the rain.
Okay, you're right. It's people, not the rain, but the rain causes the people to have their problems.
True.
True?
Such as the guy up on Charleston in the black Mitsubishi Galant with the passenger side headlamp burned out, that stopped in the middle of traffic to pick up his friend, and I almost crashed into somebody else who pulled out in front of another car in front of me.
Nice.
Yeah, twice I tried to run him off the road, so I think you got the idea.
Nice.
I was upset.
Nice.
So how's your week?
Well, actually, my week's been pretty good. I can't complain. I really can't complain. My week's been pretty good. You know, both me with a head cold, the baby with the head cold, and the wife with the flu. Yeah, we're all doing wonderful. And, of course, have you ever tried to blow a baby's nose?
I've never even had a baby.
Well, thank God.
No, although...
At least that as far as everyone knows.
Ouch. Thank God. Damn, man. That's kind of cruel.
I'm in a kind of pissy mood if you can't figure that
out. Understandable, because it's Valentine's Day.
Ah, nice. Skirt that blame off to the holiday as you fucking rip the studio up. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
And the most responsible host in the world, Trencher.
And Claude. Hosts. I just caught that.
I think you're more along the lines of a permanent guest.
No. I'm more than a permanent guest. Trust me. Now we finally got our dead celebrity in by the seat of our pants.
We got two of them.
Two? Who else died? Well, we'll find out.
We'll find out. I got two dead celebs for you.
Two dead celebrities in 1 week. Wow. Can this get any better? Anyhow, yeah, we got the dead celebrities of the week. They're coming up right there. That finally happened right there. Some interesting news. And on my way down here, you know, I had another one of those very ponderous Claude thoughts. Shit that only I can think of.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I was just wondering to myself. Check this out.
All right.
Why are there no homosexual rap stars?
Well, we don't know that. We really don't know if
no, there isn't a homosexual rap star. You see, you're talking about someone like who would choose for that lifestyle or whatnot
right?
I'm talking about someone who blatantly advertises themselves as being homosexual, where, you know, there are no thug gays. You see what I mean?
Okay, but if you have a thug gay, you're going to have a character like in Chasing Amy, the one comic book guy.
No, it doesn't have to be like that at all.
You know, he's going to be all, I don't think you could do a thug gay rapper.
Yes, you could. I'm telling you, you could right now. It's
apparently not, because there isn't any.
It's an untapped market segment. Gay people have a lot more disposable income than heterosexuals. You have your money spent on your child.
Yeah.
Okay, gay people don't have kids, typically.
Typically, no.
So they have a lot more disposable income, and they're much more free with their money.
Right. So you think that if they actually someone markets a gay, you know, a gay rap star, gay hip-hop artist.
Yes.
How far do you think that would go? I mean, the hip-hop art, you know, hip-hop and everything like that usually is centered around... Well, you know, females and money and, you know,
right. And that's
bitches,
and
hoes, cash, your bling bling.
Exactly.
But you can't do that. I mean, what's a gay guy going to sing about? I got it in the ass today. Hey, you know, that's
no,
going to go nowhere.
No, it'll go everywhere.
Woohoo, you? Look at your fucking hair. Yeah, fag hair, fag wanna, you know.
Ouch, you're just attacking me.
Yes, I am, damn it.
No, what I'm saying is this right here, is I think that gay people don't listen to hip-hop music because they can't relate to it because of that, you know, because it does talk about females. But
right.
I think that they like the message, though, of being in control and being some sort of Tony Montana.
No.
Guy.
The minute like a hip hop world goes, hey, this guy is pretty tight, man. He's talking about being in control. You know, blah blah blah. He's gay. Oh hell no! You know, I mean, it's gonna totally backlash.
I am telling you right now, if we could market a gay star,
Akari says Hooper X, Hoop X, Hooper from
Hoop X.
Yeah, Hooper from Chasing Amy.
I don't know that one.
Of course you don't.
I've never seen Chasing
you
Amy.
Probably fell asleep or were late listening to music.
Actually, no, I've really only seen bits and pieces of Chasing Amy.
Yeah, that's an okay.
Specifically,
one.
Like the scene where they're in the restaurant and Bob speaks and
Reverend Hammer, who we haven't seen here a long time. Hello, Rev. Says, I'm not gay. Debatable. But I would think homosexuals find it as cheesy as straight people would.
Fuck, you're bitter towards the world tonight.
you got me on a bad note.
See, the thing about it is, as cheesy as most straight people would, being straight has nothing to do with it. I'm telling you right now.
Well, what are they going
to
sing about?
They're going to sing about the same thing that normal rap stars sing about, bitches and money and 40s.
But the problem is the bitches are another new dude named Bruce.
So?
That doesn't... Okay, you're going to sing along. Okay, I want to... If there were to be a gay rap artist, okay. Hip-hop artist, whatever, would you willingly... sing the songs like you do with other shit on the radio?
Would I do
would
it?
Would you?
No.
Because why not?
Because it just wouldn't it would not appeal to me in my category.
Okay. So you're saying that gay men would start singing this song?
Yes, they would. I have a feeling.
If a rap, does it have to be black or white?
Can be either way.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Black
so gender
would be preferable.
Gender doesn't matter. Race doesn't matter. So it just
I think it needs to be a straight male.
You mean a gay male?
Excuse me, a gay male. Black preferable because that sets up with a thug.
Anybody have comments on this 1-866-LV-ROCKS? We'd love to hear from you. 383-8120.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like they have their cliques, you know, like the
well, yeah,
the G Unit.
Yeah. Wu-Tang Clan.
The Wu-Tang Clan. The
biggest
Rump Riders, things like that.
Right.
I think we could start it up where it'd be the Rump Riders.
You want to start this up? What are you telling me?
I'm telling you right now, dude. We wouldn't do this ourselves. We'd be like the guy that, like, you know,
I got
put
a kid. I disqualified myself.
No, we'd be like the dude that put Menudo together. You know, we prefab rock rap stars.
Oh, that'll go over really well.
It'll be great, man.
Prefab, it's going to be like the Partridge Family, you know, Partridge Family of hip hop, and or the Monkees.
It will sell.
Hey, we're the Fudge Peckers.
That's
no,
right,
it's
dude.
Just not going to work.
Yes, it would, dude.
I know anybody
it's,
else
it's,
has
instead,
a comment,
instead of like straight up
the
gangsta shit, there'd be like some serious ass thuggery and ass piracy.
Thuggery. But I don't. Okay, look.
Ass
there's
piracy.
The thing. There's the thing. There's the problem. You're never going to. This can't make it out into the world.
Oh
know?
Yeah, it could, dude.
No. For starters, no one's going to play the music. Because of the, you know, because then, well, of course, you know, every conservative
have to censor it?
Christian, everybody's going to go,
right.
Oh.
Right, and everybody's going to buy the album to find out what they're talking about.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
It's seriously going to be maybe a one, possibly one and a half trick pony here, but dude, it would work.
One and a half trick pony. They'd be the gay Milli Vanilli of hip-hop, so they're faking it already. Great.
No, I'm talking about like...
Ladies and gentlemen, live in concert, the Bruces!
No, dude, I'm telling you right now, dude.
Don't we have enough gay artists in regular music? I mean,
but hip hop and rap is an
we have
segment.
Okay, Rob Halford, gay metal.
That's not, dude. He may be a gay man, but
breaking the law, what, taking it in the pipe. What the hell? I mean,
thank
come
you.
On.
Smack's legacy lives on.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you right now, dude. I think it would work. I mean, Rob Halford may be gay,
right.
but his gayness does not come across in his music.
Diggs, we pulled the station manager out of silence. He goes, it will not work because everyone will be scared to not play it for fear of being called homophobic or sued.
And that's where
it'll work. Oh, and he puts it gay is way in. Nice way to put that.
See?
Gay is way in.
See, we market this shit, and it's like Gerardo all over again. You remember Gerardo?
I remember Gerardo.
The guy that sung Rico Suave?
Yes.
Okay, now the guy talked.
He won't even show his kids the video.
Right. But that guy got all these kind of fucking awards for breakthrough videos and trying to, like, bridge the language barrier because he used a little Spanish in his song. Shit like that.
We as a little Spanish in our show at times, and it doesn't get us anywhere.
True. But we don't use it to the extent he did.
True.
And I think
all 3 minutes repeating the same two lines.
Right. I think it would go pretty far. Like I say, imagine the marketing, dude. It's not about the music.
Diggs says it will
marketing.
Work. I'm sorry, I took it wrong. Diggs says it will work.
See, it's about the marketing.
Blame him. Again, though, so we have Diggs saying it will work because everybody will be like, oh, I got to play this, otherwise I'll be a queer hater.
Right.
And
people will pick it, and others will want to buy the album just out of protest and curiosity.
We are in a right-wing kind of frame of mind with this country at this moment. Everything is all religious shit. Nothing.
Only when publicly challenged.
Paul McCartney got calls from the FCC. Or no. Calls saying he was too boring.
Well, dude, that's a different subject. I'm telling you right now, dude. This is like the next marketing thing that's going to
Diggs says, in fact, he's been searching high and low for a faggot to do a show at LV Rocks. Well, Claude here is available for some extra time.
I burped. I burped in my mouth just that idea of that.
He'll do anything for his own show.
Hell no, dude.
As a matter of fact, we now have started giving out prizes. Next week we're giving out Claude a clock.
Ba-dum-bum.
Thank you.
No, dude, I'm telling you right now.
Well, I mean, so you think it could be very well done?
Yes, I think it would be very well done. We'd get a whole bunch of awards. All of a sudden, kids would be rebelling to listen to this music.
Kids,
oh yeah,
I could just see it too. And the parents completely having shit fits because that music's going to make their kids gay.
And dude, just the pressure that would come up, dude. This is both NWA and going to be Two Live Crew combined.
Yeah.
The controversy pops up.
I mean, I would probably listen to it once just to say, okay, I did listen to it, but man, I don't think I could ever listen to it again.
Come on, dude. Straight from the streets of Castro, dude. Coming at you. You market it like that right there,
okay.
And I guarantee you, dude, somebody somewhere
can
will
you
be
rap with a lisp?
See, now you're just stereotyping.
Yes, I am, but that's going to happen.
It could, dude.
That absolutely will happen. If you try to market that, you're going to have to start dealing with every single of the stereotypes. Otherwise, you're going to be accused of being fake. You're going to be accused of being more metrosexual than homosexual.
But still.
So can you rap with a lisp?
I'm sure so.
Can anybody call in and rap with a lisp here just tonight?
Oh, yeah, that'll get callers.
I want a fucking caller.
I'm amazed you're not in marketing where we work. Jesus Christ.
There's someone to fucking rap with a lisp.
Diggs, what about a lesbian hip-hop star like Missy Elliott, Katie Lang, Morph? You know, that's possible, you know, like MC Dyke or something. Dude, you know what? There's a lot of... Actually, I kind of spawned this idea a little bit. This suddenly popped in my head. But I was going for that group, what was that? La Tigre.
Yeah. By the way, Reverend Ever says, NWA, Two Life Crew, and gay equals, wow, at this point, everyone will hate you.
That's right, dude. See, this time, instead of Luke on the TV talking about nailing Midwesterner farm girls who are white,
right.
It'll be Midwestern farm boys.
Oh, and there's a market that you'll never really capture.
But the anger it generates, man, you can't ignore it. People will buy the album. People will buy the album just to protest, man.
Yeah, you know, I don't think people will buy the album just
to
protest.
Yes, they will, dude.
MC Dyke, it's catchy.
Yeah, MC Dyke, it's catchy. Damn straight it is, dude. And I'm telling you right now, there would be a lot of butch women That would really
see. Now I
could
see
that.
It easier for a gay female or lesbian female artist of any sort to sell records than a gay man, because like you look at gay men, you're like, why aren't you on like you know Trading Places on TLC or Design This
now,
House?
Now see, that's pretty fucked up because
because that's what you see on daytime fucking TV. First off, you have the Christopher Lowells and all that because they don't cater to men. The gay television, the gay entertainment market, if you will, on television right now. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, all the Christopher Lowell bullshit, that caters to housewives because
right.
they feel that's the market that feels less threatened by them.
I don't think that's the market.
By the way, Reverend says, everybody loves lesbians. Yes, they do.
That's true. However, the thing about it is when people think of lesbians, they only think of lipstick lesbians.
Well, that's true. Very true.
They don't think of the hard clam smackers.
They can rap about stuff like gay marriage rights and Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Yeah.
Dude, and it would work.
Reverend right? says, shit, you can look at my porn collection. Everybody loves lesbians.
I'm telling you, the rump riders.
Rump riders.
Dude, a full line of shit that gets marketed out.
Again, though,
As
I said, though, you won't be able to market a gay male. You can probably
market
a gay female, like what Diggs said, way, way easier.
How many times have you told me some shit won't work and all of a sudden you see
and
it?
And I see it happens and it works. Well, I guess it's only a matter of time before someone realizes, hey, this idea is out in the ether and wants to exploit it. Do you have something you want to play?
No, I'm just getting my song.
Oh, okay. I thought you
later.
Had something you wanted to go ahead and dive into.
No, but you know what? I can play that one group, La Tigre.
Yeah, let's play. Okay, yeah, the La Tigre is, explain the group, and they'll get an idea what you're
right.
talking about.
La Tigre, we played one of their songs last week on the
right.
show here. Let's see. We have, this is one of their most popular ones right now. It's called TKO. So this is one, like, to give you an introduction to them. If you look up their website, I think it's LaTigreBand.com.
Okay.
And you thought it was two women and a guy.
I thought it was a guy.
And
that's
truth be, it is all three women. But the one that you thought was a guy is actually a butch, obviously.
Has a fucking mustache.
Right.
Makes John Waters proud, but then again, that's not saying much there either.
Dude, hey, you know what, man? Chicks can grow mustaches. All right?
Yeah, that's true.
All right. It's natural, dude. Anyhow, check this out. What I'm saying is this right here. I was going onto the website, and I read up about this because I was curious, got my curiosity up, and there's actually very butch support groups out there for the quote-unquote dykes.
What are they going to do, give you shopping trips to the hardware store?
You know what, dude, man, and you're laughing it off right now, dude, because you know I'm right, dude.
I know you're right.
Let's go ahead, let's play a song. This is TKO by La Tigre, and let's go ahead and give that a sample here to give you guys an introduction to this group.
Not bad.
It's pop.
Yeah, it's pop. But what are they singing about here?
This is just generic pop. There's like no real message.
So in other words, we have a feminine, lesbian, feminist... let me say that again. A lesbian feminist band.
Right.
With two bitch and a butch. And? They're not selling a message.
They're not selling them. Okay, let's see if we can have one.
Do you have one that sells a message?
All
because right. that's what we're talking about with this rap shit.
All right, let's go ahead and see if we have one that sells a message. Let's check this one out. I've actually not had a chance to listen to this full album yet. So we're kind of...
Diggs apparently has. Nah.
Yeah, like I said, they're a pop band, really.
I mean, someone just pointed out in the chat room, I didn't catch the nick on who did it. Oh, Reverend Hammer says, Tattoo did a better job of doing lesbo music. Mm-hmm. They had a great video, I'll say. But, you know, that again, if you're going to do this, and by the way, fem pop, as they're now starting to call this. Oh, God.
Yeah. So do you want the background music for that? Fimpop, yeah. Fimpop is kind of getting pretty popular.
Yeah, I mean, and that's fine. It all kind of goes around with the indie pop. But
this is Tattoo, the group that was just mentioned. Right, and see, Fimpop is one thing right there, but because it's women, it's easily dismissible.
Right.
And I'm not saying that because it's like from a consumer point of view. It's from an industry point of view. Women are just not going to be taken as seriously as men,
which is really stupid. And really think about it. But so you're saying
I'd like to say that, but I can totally agree to that too.
Yeah. Dude, by the way, it looks like Diggs is listening to the whole thing. He goes, "DK was all right, but the rest of it didn't impress me."
Yeah, like I say, it's like really a lot of pop.
Yeah, and that's just it. I mean, you're talking about rap. I mean, rap is doesn't really have a message anymore. Not like it used to. I mean, it sure isn't like Sugar Hill Gang or anything like that. So it doesn't.
Oh yeah, but like I say, it doesn't always have to be like Sugar Hill Gang type stuff.
I mean, you don't have to have a message, and
have that song? I don't think I do. Anyhow, I have it on CD, dude.
I think I found the one song you don't have on your computer.
Oh, shit, I don't. Holy damn. I don't have Rapper's Delight. Shit.
Wow.
I had a copy on CD, but I never got a chance to import it.
Hey, you know what? We're talking about rap shit. Since we're kind of went from the fag rap to the frap.
Frap.
Frap? Yeah, frap. Fag rap, frap.
That's a little too close to fap.
Well, you know what? You're going to have to live with that frap. Check this out. Last week, last Saturday, I went to see Ocean's 12.
Okay.
And before you ask, okay movie, wasn't really an Ocean's movie, but they tried to make it work. It was okay on some points, not okay on others.
Wow, sorry. I think I can find it up in one word. Sequel. Yeah.
Exactly. But I went to go see it at the Orleans. It's a locals casino that is here in Vegas. And when I left there, though, Orleans also has the hockey. Well, that Saturday night was hockey night. So,
right.
Whenever you go to a big venue, sports venue, concert venue, you know that your car is going to get tagged with little note cards and things that'll advertise, whatever your venue is. So,
indeed. Jesus showed up in my DeLorean.
Yeah, Jesus has showed up in my cars. The bloodiest Christ image I've seen before Passion of the Christ even was thought of.
Jesus.
Was like a hand-drawn thing on this whole thing. Come to our church and be saved. From fucking what? You have chains there.
From bad comics.
Yeah, bad comics, exactly. And of course, we go out to the track, we'll get like Ace Autobody and, Acme 2 coffee can muffler systems and all that bullshit. Well, I went out to my car.
Yeah.
And I got the camera on the big camera. Let me just.
Go ahead. So I think you've got a visual for this. This is going to be really great. Would you get a full poster?
This fucking thing was on every windshield. Who put this on a windshield?
Old school.
Let's see. What is this? This is here. Let's get it to the camera. Hold that side, please. Mr. Capone's Old School Music, produced by the legendary Zapp. Mr. Capone is back, dropping March 2005.
And there's a nice little marijuana leaf in the corner.
Yep. Universal Music Group.
Okay, this shit is so going up on the wall.
Oh, yeah, hey, good idea. Hey, yeah, but this is the thing.
It's Chino, man. Chinos, the Chinese Asian guys that are always like look like Latinos.
Oh, yeah, you're right. But look at this shit. This was on my car windshield.
Yo, this guy's any darker, I'd swear he's that dude that just killed the baby. Osvaldo.
Osvaldo. I don't know what kind of fucking name that is. But have you noticed, though, this is a little out of proportion from normal window crap?
It's a little large, I'll give you that.
When I came
out. Was it folded?
No, it was right on top of the windshield, and I'm like, what the fuck? That's the biggest. I mean, I get like business cards stuck under my windshield wipers.
God
damn. Or like a one-page flyer, regular, 8x11, whatever.
Jesus. I mean, like the weirdest thing I ever had on my windshield was last Saturday.
What was that?
I went down to the China Bowl up on Rancho, and while I was in there, somebody put this shit on my car, dude. It was like a little flyer. And it said, for a sweet payday loan, come to us. And it had a dum-dum pop taped to it.
Ew.
I'm not eating shit
people
leaving my car. You
candy leave
on
your car? I mean, you never wash your car. It's like dum-dum and gasoline now.
Dude, I mean, well, dude, you're taught when you're a kid, don't eat shit people give you. Because, like, in L.A., when I was going around,
right.
There were a lot of times when they had, like, little stickers. Like, some Popeye ones that were like, looked like mail postage stamps and sugar cubes and things like that were soaked in LSD. And people were giving this to school kids.
And some people actually go out of their way to find this stuff. I just want to point that out.
Yes, they
know?
Do. But no, they were actually arrested because there's some sick fucking people doing
that. Absolutely.
But I'm not going to eat fucking candy.
A
dum-dum
for a sweet, you know, and what are they trying to sell you? They're trying to sell
you a payday loan.
A $1,000 payday loan.
Up to.
Yeah, up to.
A payday loan. You're trying to live in fucking candy on my car, dude? That borders on absentee molester. You know that?
Absentee molester.
Yeah, wait right here, kid. I'll be right back. Yeah, have a candy bar.
You want
go.
A candy bar? Well, let's go to the store. Get in the car. I'll give you a coupon.
Yeah, it's getting a coupon. One free lap dance. Pinch your thing. Only good on days that don't end in Y. What the fuck?
Let's see if I have that one. I have a cool song for everybody I found, too.
Oh, God. I got acronyms. Remember we were talking about that list earlier this week? Well, I would.
Oh, you got it, dude.
I got the whole fucking list. So what we're going to be doing today, in much in the same vein that we did the 100 worst porn titles, anytime, any place, you throw out an out letter, A through Z, or 1 through 10, if actually we have, no, just A through Z, anybody throws it out, we will find an acronym and educate you on it. That's any time during the show. You can even call up and do that.
The
only time that we will not do it is during Q20. So why don't you hold on to the master list?
We will do indeed. But speaking of molesters and not going near strangers, I have this ties in really
how
nicely.
How does this work out? We just went from frap to this.
Dude,
frap to
you're gonna love this. For everybody at home will like the song. But what's even worse is I have a visual to go with this. I have a video that you get to enjoy with me here.
Oh my God!
So let's go ahead and watch this.
A
now.
Molester, okay.
Kind of. This song is called Lotion, and it's by the Greenskeepers off their album Bleach.
P-L-E-E-C-H. Not to be confused with anything Nirvana.
Not at all. Just listen.
I'm not going to see what I think I'm going to see.
Just come on, dude.
Decent editing job.
Oh, very good.
Almost looks like the guy from The Darkness. Thank you.
I know that's a horrible visual.
That's horrible. Okay, what it is, everybody is in the thing, what the fuck song is this in the car? He wants to know, hey, he says it's catchy. Is that a line from Silence of the Lambs? It rubs the lotion on the skin.
Right.
Yes, that is. Good yes. One, Diggs. You know your freaked out films. Go ahead and tell them.
The song is called Lotion by the Greenskeepers, as we said before, off their album Pleach. And it's at greenskeepersmusic.com. And it is actually inspired by Silence of the Lambs so
much. And actually,
much.
They did so much editing. I mean, they actually edited it and did a lot of the... A lot of good cutting.
They actually like spliced in a lot of the movie to make the people, the lines that they're saying, it puts the lotion in the basket,
yeah.
Match the lyrics
so
frame by frame. And it was pretty good.
It actually, you know, it is catchy. It's a fucked up song when you realize what it's saying. You know, keep your skin soft, he's going to wear it. Oh, my God, it's really fucked
up.
Well,
it's not like Silence of the Lambs was a kid's movie. Although, there was a woman in... Burbank, California,
mm-hmm.
at the AMC theaters where this was playing, and she took her three kids to see it because all she saw was lambs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know what? That's stupid.
It happened, man. This woman took, like, her three kids to go see Silence of the Lambs.
And realized, whoops, time to go. But I guess she tried to sue.
I think so. It's California. Everybody's going to sue for everything, man.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I thought you'd like that. It's a pretty fucking weird song. And the video is great, too. I'll see if I can put like
dude, that song was fucked like the letter F.
It's not like you'd probably like be playing that shit right there.
The letter F. It's not easy to flip to.
No, it's not. Just F?
The letter F. That's what, pick one in the letter F.
Fish. First in, still here.
F-I-S-H. That's an acronym for when you're on your instant messengers or your chat or your IRC.
That's right.
Fish. Okay, that's what we're playing today.
This is fucking stupid. This not the game we're playing. The fucking idiot who took the time to compile this fucking list.
Come on, no, these are all like user submitted shit. So you know these are people who think they're clever when they come up with these. Help me, fish. Shut up. Get a fucking life and get out of the basement.
I love the teachers always talk about like how their kids like write shit in like chat room talk for the reports.
Yeah, we've
done that story before.
We've done that story before in the past. But I just realized something, you know. You know, we talk
that?
About the gay music.
Gay music?
Gay hip hop. Well, here's more gay rock.
Oh God. You knew this was coming.
Gay rock. Crap.
See, you can make gay bar into a rap song.
There you go. Now,
so change that to I'm gonna take your motherfucking bitch ass to a motherfucking gay bar or something. We could have something.
Yeah. Actually, shit, we burned through 40 minutes.
Wow.
I didn't realize we burned through fucking 40 minutes already.
Damn, time flies when you have fun. Anyhow, but yeah, I'm telling you right now, it's gonna work, dude.
Yep. Hey, by the way, just wanted to let everybody know that. Man, what's this? I'm vibrating.
You're vibrating.
Yeah, I don't know who that number is.
Don't answer it then.
I'm not.
Unless you can put them on the air.
No, I can't. Not with this
forward
one.
The call.
Anyhow, real quick, we're taking phone calls for Spankwagon's game. Q20. Do you got any of that music ready?
I didn't have it ready, no. Hold on.
So what we're going to be doing here in a little bit is playing Q20. We're waiting for a caller. Give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, local Vegas, 383-8120. And I hate saying it, but Tyke is not a, you know, Tyke who won last week isn't eligible this week. Anyone who's listening can call up right now. You're totally eligible. You're able to play. You're willing to play. It's a 20 questions where you stump the Spankwagon AI. It's pretty catchy, too.
Of course. So
that's what's going on.
So, like, you know, anytime you guys are ready to play.
We're waiting for it. Give us a call. First caller, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 383-8120.
This week, the prize is on me.
It's a Claude prize.
Local Vegas, 383-8120.
Waiting for callers. Still can't believe, you know. Smoke curse. You, I want to take you to a gay bar. Like the Casbah.
So I'm not sure. Is Vokurs singing along or putting out an invitation? Well, it must be singing along, otherwise it would have been an IM, I'm sure.
Yeah, totally. So anyhow, where's our callers to play Q20?
We're still waiting.
Q20, spankwagon.net. And, of course, we kill all flow of the show by doing this shit, but...
Oh, we always carry on shit in the background. Anyhow, like
Can
say,
you loop that?
I don't know how to loop in Real Player.
Oh.
It actually won't.
That's stupid.
Well, thank you, Real Player, for being a fucktard.
Did you know they'd actually put out a list of, like, the most boneheaded people in business?
Really?
Player CEO got 7, 8, and 9.
How?
Well, first off, his whole anti-Apple tirade when Apple wouldn't play his DRM-based stuff. And then for he was releasing, you know.
Akari says if we can wait 5 minutes, he'll call in.
Well, we're going to be able to wait until the first caller. Whoever wants to play, this is for everybody. It's 20 questions.
Akari, transfer that guy to tier 2.
Beating the Spank Wagon AI.
Akari, transfer him to tier 2. Transfer him to tier 2.
Shut up. What is the prize?
This week's prize. So I don't want to give it away, man.
You don't want to give it away?
No, I don't.
Is it a good prize? Is it at least $15 in value?
It is at least $15 in value.
I can't complain. That first caller up gets to play Q20. We're running out of time here, so we need someone to call now. Anyhow, the guy, though, got in trouble, first off, by his anti-Apple tirade, saying Apple should open up their iTunes for everybody to use. And then the guy tried to, you know, do something where Apple's software got DRM stripped, but there was so much adware associated with the Real Media software that did this, made it unusable. So that was another thing. Basically, his whole thing was, if you can't beat them, try to whine till they join you, and then try to hack away around them.
I've never seen, like,
what's
actually... I've never seen actually having, like, an advantage to buying a copy of Real Player Pro.
Neither have I. I actually avoid, you know, I actually totally and absolutely positively avoid Real Player. RM files, fuck it. I don't even deal with them.
Tisk, tisk, tisk.
All right, time is running out. We need a caller. Anybody can call 1-866-LV-ROCKS if you're outside of Vegas. If you're local to Las Vegas, 383-8120. We're waiting for a caller. Hey, we got one. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Yeah, I thought I'd give your Q20 a try.
We appreciate it. Now, the basics of Q20 are going to work out like this. The first thing we're going to ask you, is what you're thinking going to be an animal, mental, vegetable, so on and so forth? What I'm going to do right now is take off my headset. You're going to tell Claude what you're thinking about.
Oh, I suppose I better think of something then, huh?
You better if you want to win. I mean, what do you think? We tell you what you're thinking about?
Okay.
Okay. Let me take off my headset. Let me also turn down the green room so I can't hear the echo.
Okay. So Trincher's headset is off right now, and all external speakers. So caller, what are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of a penny.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. We've got the item in there.
Okay. I'm back. Okay. Here's what we're gonna do. Now the first question I'm gonna ask you: is it an animal, a vegetable, a mineral, other?
I'll say a mineral.
A mineral. Now, your answers, and you may want to jot this down, it can be yes, no, unknown, sometimes.
All right.
So, let me ask the first question. Can it fit in an envelope?
Yes.
All right, we have a yes. Would you give it as a gift?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Can it be worn by a person?
No.
No, it cannot be worn by a person. Would you find it in an office?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Is it multicolored?
No.
Is it something you bring along?
Yes.
Does it have writing on it?
Yes.
Can you use it as money?
Yes.
Can you make money by selling it?
That's a hard
one. I don't know, Claude. What do you think?
You have yes, no, sometimes.
Can you make money by selling it?
Okay, we can throw in an unknown card.
I would say yes.
Okay, we'll go with a yes.
We'll go with a yes on this now. So far, that's our 10th question. Our 11th question. Is it found on a desk?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Can you buy it at a store?
I'd say probably no to that. It's not something you'd buy.
I can think of an example of yes. So I'll say
okay,
yes.
You'll say yes, okay. Can you play with it?
Yes.
Ooh, it's already trying to make a guess here. It's guessing that it's a coin.
That is correct.
Oh, my God, in 13, you lose. In 13, the AI guessed that you were thinking of a coin. Let's give it to him again. Looks like Claude's prize lasts till next week. Caller, thank you very much for playing.
Thank you.
Q20. Dang.
That's pretty good, that caller, too.
It was really good.
We finally got to use the lose.
Yeah, let's do the one more time because we finally got to
play. Like that sound.
We got to play the lose. Oh, my God. I was hoping we'd have the winner so that way we could go ahead and go to break and get the address. But, hey, maybe next week. If you want to find out more about this, I'm actually going to have more information up on the site here later on next week about Q20 and
right.
The basics. Because Q is also good for... Yeah, I know. It's not on the internet. It's not as fast. It's all paper. 1980s.
There is no Q.
There is no Q?
O-P-Q. QL. Quit laughing.
QL for your chat room pleasure. Quit laughing.
God, you picked like one with only three.
Hey, I just was picking it because it was handy. Here, I think you get to keep that over there with you. All right, you're listening to the greatest radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio. And right now, for our music, since it's Valentine's Day, we're going to play you guys some traditional Valentine's love songs. So let's go ahead and get to it. We'll see you guys after the break. I, of course, am the irrefutable Claude Balls.
I'm Trencher. You're listening to SpankWagon.net.
And this is Intermission. SpankWagon, we'll
get
be back.
Get your sodas and popcorns, kids. Thank you.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Man, that's some funny shit. You play Suicide is Painless by Johnny Mathis, and all of a sudden the chat room is like, yeah, we love this song.
Excuse you, Johnny Mandel, not Man, Johnny Mathis.
Why did I say Johnny?
I don't know.
I know why I said John. Well, J&M, the initials. Actually, it's funny. You click, fucking play that song one more time. Click into that. It actually goes with an article I found.
All right.
You ready for this one? I don't know what city this is in. It's like I believe it's in Oregon, but anyhow.
Okay.
Sheriff deputies arrested a Klamath Falls man who said used an internet chat room to lure at least 32 people into planning a mass suicide for Valentine's Day.
Aww.
Gerald Krein, 26, faces charges of solicitations to commit murder. And Klamath County Sheriff Tim Evinger, detective, learned the plan from a woman in Canada who said she was going to take part in the suicide, but had second thoughts when another chat room participant talked about killing her two children. Psychos.
Maybe these acronyms are more powerful than we thought.
The acronyms will own you.
Let's see, is there one for kill your fucking self now? K, K.
K.
God, that's fucking crazy, man.
I mean, when you played this song, I realized I saw that article. I had it queued because I was going to talk about it. Can you imagine that? Being convinced. What kind of a weak-willed fucker are you that you could get convinced in an internet chat room hey, you should kill yourself. I'm in Boise. You're in Canada. This will work out great. We'll teach the man a lesson.
We told you we were hardcore.
Yeah, we told you we were hardcore. Jesus Christ, you weak-willed motherfucking people.
Welcome to these people. What do you expect, man? They're all morons.
Well, that's true. Very true.
God, but they're fucking... I admit, though,
just
dude,
like
that fucking boggles the mind, though, about how somebody in a random chat room across the internet could convince you by typing a few fucking letters to kill yourself.
Yep, absolutely.
It kind of inspires me, man.
What?
It just inspires me. Not to kill myself, but you know what? You know what? I've got that really does inspire me. Hey, listen up, everybody in the chat room and everybody who's listening to us here on Spankwagon Radio. I'd like you to go ahead. You tell me. You send me a list of your most depressing songs. And we're going to possibly see how far over the edge we can push ourselves. We'll have like a song, another music show, but we'll do it with the most depressing music imaginable. I already have something lined up.
Track
I was thinking
two, I
about.
Bet.
Track two is not the most depressing song ever.
Okay.
I can tell you right now it's not. I combed my own list here, and I can tell you track two is, and nor is Hurt by Johnny Cash. Those are not the two most depressing songs ever.
Okay.
I have something else in mind. But I want to hear from you guys, the listeners. What do you what to you is a depressing song? And not just like, please don't send me fucking Tori Amos, Me With a Gun, okay? Yeah, that's depressing. Oh, that sucks. But I mean, something that you listen to in times that you want to kill yourself and you listen to the lyrics and you think, maybe it would be better if I die. Something, you know, with that powerful.
Something that depressing that you
right.
it depresses you. Your most depressing music ever. Okay.
Right.
Then that's what we're calling for. You can even get a hold of Claude off of the site, spankwagonmail@cox.net. Send us song titles and artists, and we will put together a show that is the most depressing Spankwagon show ever.
Right. It's going to be great. We'll go ahead and
Since we're talking about death, can we cue up Dead Celebrity?
I mean, I suppose we could go ahead and do that. Oops.
Yay!
I clicked on the wrong one.
Wow.
If we go backwards, we could make it a happy Dead Celebrity.
Click on Dead Celeb.
Oops.
Now is the time at Spankwagon where we honor the fallen.
Mad Celebrity of the Week.
With our dead
celebrities
of
the
week. First dead celebrity, Keith Knudsen, drummer for the Doobie Brothers since 1974. He died of pneumonia Tuesday. He was 56. Knudsen, who lived in Sonoma's country's wine valley, had been hospitalized for more than a month. He died at some hospital around 12:30 p.m.
Some hospital?
Dude, it's like Knudsfield Rehabilitation Hospital.
He died at some hospital. That's good enough for me.
Knudsen, who began drumming in eighth grade, joined the classic rock band in 74. And since then, he's been the drummer for the Doobie Brothers. After about a week of rehearsal, he went on the road with the band. It was part of their recording of Blackwater, Minute by Minute, What a Fool Believes, and Taking It to the Streets.
I have no Doobie Brothers to play, okay?
That's fine. He did leave the band after the 82 farewell tour. At least it wasn't like Cher's. They didn't have like 3 years of farewell tours. But during the band's hiatus, him and another bandmate formed the country rock group Southern Pacific. He rejoined the Doobie Brothers full-time in 1993. Keith Knudsen, drummer for the Doobie Brothers. He was 56.
He sucked.
And today, Arthur Miller, playwright, dies at the age of 89. Basically, I mean, I don't know. I haven't had a chance to proof this one, so I don't have any info highlighted.
Arthur
Miller
died.
Wrote Death of a Salesman, A View from the Bridge, All My Sons, The Crucible. He succumbed to heart failure yesterday. Many consider the 89-year-old Arthur Miller as USA's greatest living playwright. So since I don't have much more to add to that.
Arthur Miller, dead, 89 years old. The legendary procurer of shitty high school plays.
Shitty high school plays. No, man, shitty high school homework maybe, but not shitty high school plays.
Shitty. Every fucking year, man, I just sit through like some like excerpt of the Crucible for an assembly. Fuck Arthur Miller.
And those are your dead celebrities of the week. What are you doing?
Chatting.
Oh.
I communicate with my listeners, unlike you.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm here on time.
You need to let go, man. You can't keep the poison inside you forever.
I'm keeping the poison inside of me. I'm a little, you know, torqued off. That's pretty impressive, though. We don't have to go out and buy a prize this week.
And I had the prize lined up, too.
You actually
should I tell them what it was?
Nah. We'll hold off for next week. You'll have the next week's prize.
You guys will fucking love it, too, I'm sure.
It's a Claude prize, that's
it's
for sure.
A fucking Claude prize.
For Q20.
But it is $15 worth.
At least $15.
At least. It will be guaranteed. I'm not going to do $14.99.
Like we did with
and
the...
And mail you a penny.
Like we did with the whole the football pool card, you know, where $50.02.
$50 an hour, 2 cents.
Anyhow. Do you have anything to add for the show? I mean, oh,
man, that was fucking great. I'm sorry, I was reminiscing.
Oh, God, here we go.
Hey, man, reminiscing is a cornerstone of this show. Remember that time we were, reminiscing?
Yeah,
yeah, about reminiscing?
How about us working on something new? I don't know. What do you want to do?
Let's see.
I got some topics and articles. You want to go over those?
Yeah, why not?
We've never done
articles before.
Yeah, really. Do we want to do mad props?
We can do mad props. You want to do that? Get that.
I mean, you seemed really anxious to hit the button earlier.
One fuck up,
man. Well, you know, it happens. Trust me, I fucked up the 3 buttons today already. So
fine. You know what? Let's just do something right here. Let's do a random song for mad props.
Random song for mad props.
A random song for mad props.
This cannot be good.
We don't know. Okay, I'm going to close. Let's do mad props. I'm going to do a random song.
Okay, why don't you press one play, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, what I'm doing right now is I'm closing my eyes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to let go. Play. That was a mistake.
That's just not working.
No, it's not.
Just hit next.
Let's randomly go next. Oh, wait, it's on repeat.
Oh. All one song.
This is not going to work.
Well, you know, you can't have a random song and go, this one didn't work.
Yeah, I'll be here on that one. No, not this one. No, not this one. No, not that one.
Will you pick a goddamn song?
Here you go. I'll do a really good song for you guys. Let's see here. Where is it? I know which one I'm looking for. Here you go.
Did you just say I'm looking for a random song?
No, this is going to be this week's Mad Props song. Now is the time for Spankwagon, when we honor you, the listener,
nice.
For listening to us.
I don't have a click of liquor, so I'm going to be Mad Tax. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to honor you, the faithful listeners of Spankwagon Radio. First up, let's go with the man, the myth, the legend in his own life. Damn, where'd that come from? Let's go with Ding!
Mad props!
Let's give mad props to Airwolf!
Mad props!
What the hell are we listening to? Why do I feel like a Western all of a sudden? This is what you picked!
Yeah. Working pretty good, let's go.
Alright, let's give it up for... Ikari!
Mad props!
And Tex. Let's give it up to... Mother-in-law!
Mad props!
Hey, we haven't seen him in a long time. Let's give an extra special mad props to Reverend Hammer.
Mad props. Making up for lost time.
Let's give it up to to
Mad Props.
Let's give it up to Virtual One.
Mad Props.
And finally, Vocurus.
Mad Props. And that was this week's Mad Props.
I think we'll stick with the normal Mad Props next week, please.
Okay.
I mean, it was okay starting out, and then all of a sudden they sang, and it's like, well, that just blows.
Dude, I got some really good ones, too, here.
I know you have
actually, and to kind of clarify something, Akari, that is not off the Kill. While it was used on the Kill Bill soundtrack for the showdown at House of Blue Leaves,
mm-hmm.
That did not come from the Kill Bill soundtrack. Because it's not included. But, and Trincher can back me up on this right there, because he's looking at iTunes right now. That came from the Legendary Westerns Volume 2 from Ennio Morricone.
Where's that? Who?
Ennio Morricone.
And who is that?
He was the guy that did all those
Spaghetti Western
soundtracks, dude.
Wow.
Dude, I have a whole bunch of stuff right here. It's fucking
great.
We'll
play some more.
Let's see, what do we have right here? Old school music, you know?
Westerns.
Yeah. You know, stuff like that. Now, I have another one right here.
Is that all that is?
No, it kind of...
Fast forward. Ah.
Yeah. There's another one right here. The Showdown. And perhaps, like, one of the worst songs here. Let me play this for you. You're going to hate this, I know. Just listen.
I already recognize it. Yeah, we've annoyed the listeners with this one.
That's pretty good, huh?
we've annoyed the listeners with this one before.
We're gonna work into this like some other how, man.
Moving along, hey, I know that we have a new casino, and I don't know if anybody else got to see us during the Super Bowl, but one of the ads that got played a lot locally was for the new Wynn Hotel and Casino and Resort.
Hey,
and
yes, that Stitz bet some guy $500 on for that commercial too.
Really?
Yeah, to say that it was fake.
Well, duh, there's no way he could stand where he stood. He
right.
gets sucked over the side of the building.
But when...
If we had enough cord, we could get the camera out. If it wasn't raining, we'd show you the Wynn Casino from here.
Yeah.
It is huge.
Massive.
Absolutely massive. It takes up a lot of real estate on the strip. Bigger than the Bellagio.
And when you drive down eastwards down Spring Mountain Road in the afternoon, you will be blind.
You will be, because
yes.
it's all bronze.
Glass.
Yeah, glass, bronzed glass, and man, it's just annoying. And it hasn't opened up yet, but it's going to open up, in April. But anyhow,
right.
the Wynn Resort is basically Steve Wynn's ego trip after he blew up the Desert Inn. And it is a huge goddamn building. Anywho, one of the nice new technologies, and I know we were talking about this on the site. I know we talked about this on the show last week, about that school in California giving all the kids the RDIF tags.
Right.
Well, on the site, if you read, there was a follow-up, and it's, well, I'd like to call it a discussion, but actually I think it's a bunch of Me Too posts. Where the school district's now in trouble because, one, they were taking financial kickbacks to test these. Secondly, They did not tell the parents exactly what the nature of those cards that those kids were carrying was going to do.
Right. No disclosure. Chief.
RDIF, radio frequency identification. Basically what those are, if you buy any music, any books, it's a little sliver of metal, either in a coil or in a strip, that's part of your purchase. And what it does is it tracks that through use of radio waves. It's like a memory chip in a way. It has a little bit of impregnated information. You pass it through electromagnetic spectrum of some sort. It then sends the information back and forth. Not writable, but definitely readable. Well, in the schools that they were, what they were doing is they were using this to track the kids on the playgrounds, in the rooms, in the buildings,
exactly,
so on and so forth.
Exactly.
Their excuse for using it, of course, if you remember listening last week, was to keep people from coming onto the school property. But how would that stop people without an RDIF tag? See, all RDIF tags in this case are meant to do is to keep people in.
Right, to track the individual item.
To totally big brother you. Yes, track the individual item. It takes humanity right out. Good way to put it. Excellent way to put it. Well, Steve Wynn has pulled out all stops for his new $2.7 billion mega resort in Vegas. It includes an 18-hole championship golf course. He has access to a private lake and mountain. And the Bronze Tower hosts over 2,700 plush guest rooms. But when its doors open in April, the Wynn Las Vegas will have one unique feature that new visitors are, you know, not going to really notice unless you're geeks like us. High-tech betting chips designed to deter counterfeiting, card counting, and other bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
The fancy new chips, and we're talking like poker chips, are just like the regular ones, only they contain RDIF devices that signal secret serial numbers. Specialty equipment then will be linked to the computer casino system and will identify every single chip on, you know, out there on the tables. The technology behind these chips is known as RDIF, or Radio Frequency Identification, RFID. I keep getting my acronyms backwards. It's been used for years to track livestock, enable employee security badges, pay tolls, and also when you purchase music books, you know, it's what sets off those alarms when you try to shoplift, you idiot. In casinos, RFID technology is still relatively rare in search of a killer application and spur of adaption, yet some techno-savvy casino executives are seeing that this new technology is the way to operate table games, including blackjack, craps, roulette, and they're looking at really implementing these over the next 5 years. One thing, there's the counterfeiting problem, which there's a, you know, scant little bit of data, but the Nevada Gaming Commission gets about a dozen complaints every year related to counterfeit poker chips.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, a casino in Reno actually lost $26,000 in such a scheme. One of the biggest hits reported to the commission in recent years. It's not really popular anymore, but it used to be really, really popular.
Back in the old days, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perhaps that's why Wynn found a dual purpose for the high-tech chips. Because, you know, not only is counterfeiting not really a big issue, but the casino then can also use the chips to, you know, help keep them accounting and also use the chips themselves as comps. Now, anybody who's ever here in Vegas knows that, you know, if you're part of a slot club or a casino club or anything like that, you get a card, mags, right on it. Well, this could take over that. Mm-hmm. You have RDIF chips that they assigned you. They know what's assigned you, and they know when you're at tables. They know when you cash it in. RDIF chips then, you know, can be trackable. Your purchases, your gambling habits can all be monitored.
Not that they aren't already because of the player's cards. Again.
Right, player's cards, or, you know, but it's a little harder with chips because they don't monitor chips.
True, but there's something else about those kind of loans and stuff that they, markers. We say loans because, you know, if you're not from Vegas, you don't know what a marker is. But there's also something they're trying to curb with this as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, by doing this, they can trace and make sure that the same person who's taking out markers is not in turn making sub-loans to mm-hmm. other players.
Exactly.
For their own
profit. Yeah, exactly. By the way, resident antennas, no, some of them are actually RDIF tags. I know what you're thinking about the resident antennas, the big loop.
Right. Now, the antennas themselves are going to be underneath the tables on the playing fields, yep. Right where you have to place
and
your chips.
And what they're saying right now is that you're going to see a lot more computer monitors showing up at a blackjack table.
Oh, yeah.
And the monitor will actually be able to accurately count,
mm-hmm. Who has placed how much amount of money and
exactly.
Where it's going to go. I think, in my opinion right there, I think that's going to really help soft count out.
Yeah, I think it will, too, in that respect. But my thing is, you know, it's a neat idea, but to really to label the poker chips. Now, the casino industry is a very interesting industry. It does want to keep an eye on everyone at all times because
right.
of all the history and the bad history of scamming.
Mm-hmm.
But, by the way, actually someone here in the chat room, well, then still just bring in a jacket wired to jam RDIF signals.
You understand.
Or FID.
It's not that kind of easy, dude. And the reason I'm saying that is Dude, literally, the chips are going to be several inches from the antenna.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to have to blast anything like that out right there, if you were to interrupt that entire
It'll
fucking
It'll be
system,
so noticeable.
Yeah.
And I mean, they will be able to watch you walk through the casino
I'm sure
by
be
what,
able to
what you're disrupting on the tables.
Yeah. I'm sure they easily, like I was going to say, triangulate you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Despite all the promises of RFID, few casinos have yet to put it to use. Part of the problem is technology is very expensive. The cost hovers around $8,000 per installed table.
Right.
That's expensive.
But in the long run.
In the long run, it'll pay off. There are also other technical problems. It takes about 7 seconds for an RFID-equipped game table to read 100 chips. That's far too slow to capture some of the action on some tables.
Rev asks about a debit card system. Unfortunately, for a debit card system, no. You're not going to be able to replace actual chips at a table. That's part of the allure.
You know, and that's one thing. I mean, if you here in Vegas, they've got some places that do penny slots, and it's like you look at it and go, yeah, what, penny slots? What,
And they actually don't have a change bucket, or excuse me, a change dispenser. They
send you out a receipt that's a barcode print.
Yeah.
And that barcode print, you take it to the cage and get your cash. Takes the allure out of it, because I think a lot of what the perception of casinos are, you have your coin bucket, you have your chips, you have people here in the clank, 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 because that's really what makes a good, successful casino. Matter of fact, these penny slots are the slots that give you out the strips of paper that are nothing more than just a receipt saying you won.
Yeah.
Not even real winnings. They even fake winning sounds. They fake the change drop in some of these machines.
Because that is an integral part.
Yeah,
of
because
the
that's what people want. For security like that. Now, the RDIF, I mean, I'm only bringing this up because there's a lot of security minded, and I don't know about you, but I'm a little paranoid. Well, I am paranoid. Not a little. I am paranoid, and I'll admit it. I don't think tracking by RFID, and I keep giving the wrong fucking acronym, RFID is a good idea. You know, I find that, you know, in a casino, yeah, that's fine. But we're talking, you know, the badges at the schools, the purchases you make.
And
you know,
one company is actually pushing, encouraging people to install these in humans.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I want to say the Mexican president has an RFID chip implanted into his palm or into the back of his hand. So that way, if he were to ever be kidnapped or something were to happen to him, they could start locating based upon that.
Yeah. And you know what? It's too fucking much.
Too much. I mean, really, if you think about it, I mean, and this is just a general question to the chat room, and Claude, I'll ask you this too.
Okay.
Shopping cards. Do you have your shopper's cards for your grocery stores, your bookstores, your... well, name something that has a shopper's club.
I know what you're talking about, the preferred buyer's card, so you can get
exactly.
your, like, the Smith's card, or
mm-hmm.
depending upon your location, a Kroger's card or a Ralph's card. Truth be told, in all honesty right there, do I have some of them? Yeah, I do. Typically, though, and I don't use them.
Why not?
Because I shop at Walmart.
Yeah, well, ooh, you're one of those evil people.
Hey, you know what? Fuck it. Walmart is America's PX, dude.
That is true.
That
is absolutely true.
I have actually discovered, though, by the Super Walmart near my house,
mm-hmm.
the Super Walmart now has a better quality of meat than Smith's and Vaughn's.
That is kind of weird.
So that's like, whoa.
I know that Walmart actually is starting to put out individual Walmarts that are just grocery stores.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've seen those. There's one up on the corner of Decatur and Craig.
Virtual One has, how about the RFID tagging programs for people's pets? Same deal.
Pets are a bit different because pets are not individuals. Pets are basically inventory.
Well, okay, I can understand that. You could save information like, you know, the other shots and so on and so forth.
Right.
But
pets are different. We're talking about actual human beings.
Yeah, and my thing is when you got, like, shopper's clubs like this, and I have an Albertsons, one of the main grocery stores out here.
Right.
And I do use it. And the only reason I use it is because when I didn't have to sign up for it. Mm-hmm. When I went there, I go there so often, everybody would be like, oh, do you have, you know, your... Well, Albertson's card. And I'm like, no, I don't bother with that. And they're like, oh, here, just take this one. I go, don't I have to sign up for it? And he goes, nah, this will keep you anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they do think of these things. So I didn't even have to sign up for mine. They just gave me my card
right.
and I use it.
They really don't care who you are. Do they just want
to
track you?
To a point they do. They want to track your purchases. They want to track those people who do fill it out. They fill out all the way down to I'm a male, Caucasian, you know, I'm in my late 20s. They want to know this information so that way they can use this information and say, oh, well, if you notice, male and white males in their late 20s all purchase Oreo cookies in abundance. Woo, well, there's our marketing segment. And then they're trying to pitch it towards me.
Right.
It, you know, and
That's what I'm saying. They care about information. They don't give a shit about you as an individual.
But no.
They want to know your demographic stats.
Yeah, exactly. You're just demographic. You're not a person. You're a statistic.
And, of course, by the people
but
who
But that's how they're following you. You know, I mean, let's think of it this way. You purchase something you think or what you intend to be innocuous at an Albertsons. Okay. And it actually gets used against you or against someone else. Let's say, I mean, I'm not making this up. I'm not trying to make a CSI episode out of this.
You've got my curiosity.
Let's say you buy cutlery down one of those aisles. Because, you know, Albertson's like just like a Hy-Vee back in the Midwest or a Kroger's or a Smith's or a Ralph's or a Bob and Tom's or Tom, Dick and Harry's or whatever grocery store chain.
I see.
They all sell, you know, kitchen stuff.
Okay.
Rolling pins, knives, cutting boards, bake pans.
Right, right.
You buy a knife, you scan your card, that knife is on that purchase with that card. That card is associated with your name, white male, late 20s. Okay?
Okay.
You stab someone.
All right.
Or let's go even worse. Let's say someone steals that knife from your home and stabs someone. We're getting to a point where that knife is only one step removed from you. And they're going to try to pin you as being a suspect.
You want to know the truth right there?
Yeah.
That's bullshit. They're tracking the fact that you may have purchased a knife, but they're not tracking the individual knife itself because it doesn't have a fucking serial number, Chief.
Give it time. I mean, we're talking they're going to be putting RFID tags on everything. Weapons are going to have them. They're already using RFID for smart guns.
Yeah.
That's one of the main things that they're using for smart guns. Sure, you can't make a smart knife. Oh, it's dull, it's sharp, it's dull, it's sharp. No, you can't do that. But
What
I'm trying to say is the fact that, you know, you're going to be so damn well tracked that you can't even fart crosswise.
I'm going to really kind of disagree with that.
Explain.
Well,
Detail.
The problem with that is right there is, number one, you're trying to save for every little individual purchase. And that's literally, quite strictly, not the case. And the reason that...
How do you know this is not the case?
Because they're not going to fucking piss away cash on every little fucking thing you purchase at the market to track it as an individual item. They only want to see what you're purchasing itself. Now, as for a gun or something like that, there's a big difference in the difference between a gun and a knife. And let me explain. You're talking about kitchen-grade cutlery, okay? That's it. Now, if you want to talk... And the thing about a gun is meant to kill. That is the purpose. So I can understand putting that kind of a tag in there.
Okay, now, yeah, and I can too.
Now, if you were buying a fucking longsword or something like that, or a fucking claymore, all right, yeah, you might find that kind of tag in some shit like that since it's a fucking weapon, yeah. Yeah, you might fucking find it there, but not in a fucking
kitchen. But you see, you're not thinking too far ahead. I mean, they're now just starting to use this technology in casinos, and we already know that, like, Walmart wanted to start using it for people's purchases and inventory control. All you have to do, now think about this. Let's say you are someone who is pretty crafty with electronics. You build an RFID scanner.
Okay.
You now can watch and track other people. Let's say those poker chips. You make an RFID scanner, and you notice, hey, that person has $3,000 on them in poker chips. I'm going to mug them.
Okay, and?
And?
The point of it is
The point of it is someone like you, let's say someone less reputable than you, okay, can sit there and make up this technology and use it against people in ways that the manufacturers never envisioned.
Speaking of acronyms, someone did an RTFA. Okay.
Oh, I read the fucking article. I highlighted it, too.
No. See, part of what they're doing right there is to make sure that the same person that cashes out chips is the same one that cashes them in. So, if, let's say, some unscrupulous character such as yourself were to come in and try to mug me and steal my $3,000 worth of chips, what happens is I'm mugged, I report this in the casino. When that person comes back to cash said chips in, they'll be tracked as to who cashed in the chips.
Right.
And if not all of them are cashed in, they will be flagged on the lookout for when they are cashed in. So what you're saying right there may happen for that right there, but the person will get caught, and that is obviously a strict deterrent.
Granted,
people aren't smart to always think of this shit in advance.
True. And I want to just say this as part of a rebuttal to your read the fucking article.
Okay.
Quote, still, you can imagine some disturbing scenarios. For instance, an RFID reader might make a nifty tool for a thief who would covertly scam people strolling along the strip for his next hold-up victim. Oh, RTFM. Thank you.
Like I say, dude, if someone were to fucking get mugged and they were to check some people for that kind of stuff, they would automatically fucking report this into the police. The police would then, in turn,
but you could take a chip away. You can take a chip away, and it's not going to be able to... I mean, on the credit line, yeah, that's one thing. That's one thing. But you're winning your chips. You're getting your chips back. But for normal people, remember, these aren't just going out for people who take out, you know, credit. These are for Joe Blow goes in there, drops a $20 bill. They take the 20 and they give out five.
Joe Blow is sitting at fucking crap table number 78 in position number 2. There is a camera on Joe Blow. The system tracks what chips Joe Blow was handed, hence they have a face to go along with this, in case there is a problem with a
Joe Blow goes back up to his goddamn room, though, and gives to anybody else.
Yes, and it still will be tracked that way. Like I say, the problem here that you're seeing with I understand what you're talking about in sense of privacy, but there's something you have to remember.
What's that?
Gambling's not a fucking right. Just like Akari said, hold on, just like Akari says, you know, it's legal to count cards as long as it's all in your mind. Akari, you are absolutely right. But if you try that shit, number one, you'll be found out. Number two, once they find you, they will kick your ass to the fucking curb and tell you not to play there anymore.
Right, you'll get blackballed.
They reserve the fucking right. And it's the same shit with this right here. This is not an everyday thing. This is at a casino.
But don't you see, okay, and I agree that, I can agree that casino security has a different goal than a regular security or regular use for RFID.
It's not that it's a different goal, it's a different set of operating standards.
But following you around that closely, doesn't that concern you in the least?
You're playing with their property, their chips. It is not legal tender. It is not for public or private debts. This shit is specifically for private debts, and it is not legal currency. It is to be used only on their property, and they retain ownership.
Will you quit thinking about this just in the casino? Look at what they're doing to the school. Look at what they're doing at the Walmarts.
Okay, yeah. I see exactly what they're doing to the school.
Do you like that fact?
Do I like the fact? No, I don't.
Because they can, okay, so, but yet I can understand you're defending the casino industry.
I'm saying that
you're a shill like that, and I totally understand that. You don't gamble, so you've even admitted you've never gambled once here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Never.
Ever. So, yeah, I understand where you're coming from, that point that, hey, if you don't want to deal with casino security, you don't want to be watched constantly, don't fucking go there, don't fucking gamble there. I understand that.
Because it's not a
public
place.
But what are we coming to and I understand they want to track their money. That's their money they want to track.
Mm-hmm.
That's also your money, because while it's not legal tender outside of that casino, it still is legal tender.
Right.
You are doing an exchange for a $20 bill for a $20 chip. So it still is your money.
True.
And they're tracking your money.
That's right. Now, let's get into some nitty-gritty shit to see who's not playing ahead, looking ahead properly. Let's go ahead and let's take a look at this right here. Let's see now. In today's society, we don't judge people by human character. We go by a credit report. A credit report that is only as good as the information entered into it in a computer system. So let's go ahead and let's get something really fucking clear here, all right?
All right.
Number one, what's the fucking say? I'm not some fucking ruthless criminal. And aside from, never mind stealing your fucking ID, I steal a fucking tag that's been put underneath your fucking skin. Now, immediately, I'm fucking you, number one. Number two, who the hell doesn't say that we don't end up reprogramming these fucking devices? Because the thing about it is, all it takes is at least one person on the inside where those databases are maintained to get fucking crafty and start altering fucking numbers and have black market tags.
Okay, Vert's arguing. He says, it's not legal tender. You're borrowing their chips. No, you're not. You're giving them money in trade for those chips.
Doesn't matter. It does not matter. It's private. It's a fucking casino.
You can only use it. It's only like using the currency of a country in that country. Yeah, I agree.
So.
But you're still using their currency.
It's not currency.
Really?
It's not legal currency. It's representative of a betting amount.
Okay, I can go with that. And technically, they don't allow you to take chips out of the casino.
They are the casino's chips. Thank you very much. Vert's actually absolutely correct on that. Like I say, it is a private institution. Once they start doing this in a public section, such as that school up there, yes, that's when it's fucking wrong. That is complete and utter fucking bullshit, okay? However, God, it's been so many years since I've seen this, and they took it out of the stores. Pavilions in Los Angeles, and I'm sure some other stores used to do this too. They would have sensors along about, I think they were every 4 feet across the ceiling.
Okay.
We're talking early 90s. Early to mid 90s.
All right.
And you had shopping carts with LCD monitors. So when you passed the fucking shit in the aisle right there, mm-hmm. a product, it would go bunk and would say, hey, guess what? The shit next to you has got a coupon. Do you want to buy this? Take a look. Kink, 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 kink.
I never
like
knew
that.
That.
Yes, this is some old school shit. You'd have to be like from LA. Although I'm certain someone somewhere in other parts of the country must have used these for upscale markets. If Smith's is the everyday market and Vons is like the fucking upper class Upper Crest Market, then Pavilions was on the top of everything. I mean, they had a live delicatessen and shit like that. So it was the most upscale markets, you know, by the Vons chain. But the point was they had that right there. And it tracked where you want to, it tracked the habits of people along the store. Where did they stop? What did they look for? Things like this. Let's go ahead and let's go even further. They even tracked what types of marketing ploys were more successful than the other ones. Not just who do we market to, specifically when do we market to them and what do we say? Things like that. You're on their property, you're using their shit. They use that to track you right there. So, number one, tracking people ain't nothing fucking new. I'm telling you
right
now.
Well, we know that. But it's getting more and more to where it's so innocuous that everyone's getting followed.
In my opinion right there, for a casino to like such as the Wynn, to use this technology in their chips, and the Wynn is only getting publicized.
As for a casino, it's fine.
The Wynn is only getting publicized for this because they're getting ready to open up. Two other casinos are already in progress.
Hard Rock.
Yes, Hard Rock is one. But my point to this is right there, do I see a problem with the casino? No, I don't. However, in my opinion, I find it to be morally repugnant. The company who makes this technology that is pushing it for human usage. Oh, it's for medical records in case you're in an emergency. No. If there's an emergency and I have some sort of medical record that, you know, has to tell somebody that I'm allergic to penicillin, you know what I do? I get a bracelet or I get a necklace or I get it tattooed on me. Guess what? This motherfucker is allergic to penicillin.
Mm-hmm.
We have ID bracelets for medical alert badges.
Right.
That is what we use. We do not, I repeat, do not need these kind of tags. Those are the people you should be going after and criticizing. And I think that it's high time. I think maybe.
Well, I'm not criticizing the casinos. I'm really not. I understand what they're doing. I think that's fine what they're doing. Because, I mean, like everyone's kind of pointing out my fallacy, you know, the fact that the money is the casinos. You just give it to them and they give you the plastic chip to compensate for it. Now,
to represent it.
Represent it, whatever. You know, and that's fine. I mean, that's totally fine.
A lot of people don't realize that it's actually illegal to gamble with cash in Nevada.
I was not aware of that.
Yes, it is. Cash is illegal to gamble.
Which explains why they call it credits when you put money into a slot machine.
Exactly.
Interesting.
That's right. When you put money down on a table, they do not take that in as a wager. They simply go ahead and give you a marker for it.
Makes good sense. No, and I have no problem. Like, the school, I'm in California, you know, and stuff like that. I'm just finding it amazing that, you know, RFID technology, you know, it's blowing up. It really is. And it's going to be doing inventory controls. It's going to be doing people and pet controls. You know, we're being followed, basically. My paranoia.
And I think what we need to do is we need to counteract this technology in the best way we can.
How's that?
Make it unprofitable for places to use.
How so? I mean, how would you do that?
You got to be subversive somehow. Companies only care about bottom line.
Right. I don't think that there's a way to make it unprofitable. I mean, this is a very little technology. And
true. But give it enough time. Mm. Give it enough time. And you know what? That's going to be our main weapon.
If anybody has any opinions they want to share that they don't want to just type out, they want to call in 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 383-8120. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. They're gone. They're already gone. The greatest internet radio show ever?
Spank Wagon Radio!
So, I don't know. We'll find out. I mean, we only have time to watch and see what happens with RFID.
True. And like I say, to get rid of that, you need to be subversive in the best ways that you can. Make it unprofitable for companies to use. And you know what? If a company wants to switch to that right there, such as like, was it a car? Yeah, a car says, if you don't like RFID at that casino, go to a different casino. That is our best weapon as consumers against stuff. If you don't like the RFID at the Wynn, don't gamble at the Wynn.
Right.
Okay,
everybody's been fucking.
No.
I am not saying anything against the goddamn Wynn for using it. I think it's fine in the casino environment.
You just shushed me? I shushed your ass.
Captain of the late squad?
Shut the fuck up. Caller.
About damn time.
Spank Wagon Radio. Caller, you're on the air.
Yo, it's Akari.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, I have a very interesting thought for this one. Just kind of making more and more paranoia.
Okay.
What if RFID is the sign of the devil?
Explain.
If RFID is the sign of the devil. That's actually a good point, and I've actually thought about that myself, because I'm somebody who likes to keep one step ahead of the zealots. If RFID is a sign of the devil right there, you know what? That means the Mormons were right.
Yeah.
Okay, could someone please break it down for the stupid folk?
So basically, as it goes to Revelations, is at some point the devil will say the only way to be able to barter, trade, or sell is with the sign of the devil, you know, engraved in your person. You have to have all the social security number, you know, driver's license, and everything else. But now it's RFID. I mean, think about it. In, let's say, 5 years, it is picked up, you know, big nationwide, let's say. The only way to buy or sell is to go to stores that actually use RFID. You can't go anyplace else that doesn't have it anymore. You must use RFID if you want to actually want to buy any goods or services.
That's actually correct. What he's saying right there, that is Revelations. And to counter Revelations, God, I'm trying to think which Book of Mormon this is. I don't think it's the introductory one that the missionaries pass out. One of the things that Brigham Young was really big on when the Mormons came to Utah was for the Mormons to be self-sufficient, so that the time of Armageddon is upon us. So when we to avoid having to wear the mark of the devil, all Mormons will have their own supply houses of product that they've already purchased before this comes about, so that they can go ahead and survive. And in addition, they'll already have the manufacturing facilities in place, such as for livestock, meat, grain, things of that sort, where they can grow their own right there. Hence your Mormon neighbor's trenches.
With everything in the garage.
Right. Now you know all that's for.
Well, no, we've discussed that before. Now I understand where it ties in with RFID. Well, RFID itself
and you
will
know
be the
what,
mark of the devil.
And you know what, Akari? I think you just hit the nail on the head for what we have to do in order to get rid of RFID.
We have to become Mormons?
No.
We have to point out that it's a religious thing.
Right. If we can point out religious thing right there, God-fearing
but
Christians.
But you know, the minute you do that, you're going to have like a website called like
so
Jesus
what?
Saves Us and Tags Don't.
So what? You know what? It's called using and abusing your friends or enemies. If we can convince the moral majority that this is a sign of the devil, okay, then you know what? So be it. Let's use that to get rid of this shit.
And we will
okay?
be exactly what we make fun of.
No, we won't.
How do you figure? Just because you're doing it and not them?
Well, we become like the junior Illuminati using other people, I guess, but still.
Thank you, caller.
Hey, no problem.
Thanks, guy. I appreciate that.
Sign of the devil. And yet you want to... Jesus, that's like the Family Life Heritage websites we go to.
Why does everything have to be black and white with you?
Because they're, you know what? Because it's nice to have things black and white every once in a while.
Why can't you be like me and be a chameleon shifting shade of gray?
Because I have responsibilities. I can keep responsibilities. Shit, be like you?
You are no more fucking, you have no many more responsibilities than I do.
Bullshit, I got one more than you do. I got
you,
two more than you do.
You got a fucking wife and a kid.
Thank you.
Now, well, I
have a house.
And a house, okay, fine. And while I do applaud you for that and am jealous to a certain extent, you know what, dude? You are just as free on this planet as I am.
Absolutely. I will agree to that.
Your wife and kid just have to come with you, but you're just as free.
Yeah, it's sort of like pulling the wagon along. Anyhow, let's flip topics. Some good news, or at least some different news. Prince Charles announced Thursday he will marry longtime lover Camilla Parker Bowles.
I don't even know what she looks like.
It's not that. I mean, she's no Princess Diana, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Putting an official seal on the three-decade romance that Princess Diana blamed for the breakdown of her
Okay, I gotta bypass this. So Princess Diana dies and she goes to heaven. Mother Teresa dies and she goes to heaven. She sees Princess Diana there, right? And she sees that Princess Di has a bigger halo than she does. So she gets pissed and she goes off to St. Peter and complains. She goes, "Hey, I work hard all of my life, and this is Princess Diana. She jump around in the lap of luxury. I'm down in the trenches. How come she get the bigger halo than I? Am I not the more holier than her?" So St. Peter tells her, "Shh, calm down, man. That's not a halo. That's a steering wheel on Princess Diana."
Ow, bad joke.
Yeah, it was. My favorite one was that one I read on Fark a couple weeks back.
What was that?
So a pirate walks into a bar with a steering wheel on his fly. Bartender goes, "Hey, what's that for?" Pirate goes, "Arr, it's driving me nuts." That's a great joke.
That's a bad one.
I love that joke, man.
Ooh. Anyhow, the announcement ruled out the possibility, though, that Camilla Parker Bowles will become queen. The Prince of Wales and Parker Bowles both divorced and will marry Friday, April 8th at Windsor Castle. She will use her title as Royal Highness at the Duchess of Cornwall after the marriage. But when Charles becomes king, she will not be known as Queen Camilla, but as the Princess Consort. Kind of a weird title.
That's old English for concubine.
Yeah, pretty much. The announcement received the blessing of Queen Elizabeth II. The boat? No. Who said she was very happy that her son and Camilla Parker Bowles were married. Neither Charles nor Camilla possessed the star power of Diana, whose memory remains strong in Britain. But theirs has been a particularly deep love story, one that has endured time, scrutiny, and such intense criticism that Parker Bowles was once regarded regularly with insults.
Are we hearing a story about Prince Charles? Or am I fucking hearing another Diana tribute?
I think you're hearing another Diana tribute.
God damn.
I mean, that's what it is. I mean, it's the star power Diana. I mean, when she died, like, everybody was like, oh, wow. You know, because of fucking paparazzi chasing her through tunnels. But anyhow, the spokesperson for for Tony Blair's office had no immediate comment on the announcement. Like, he should fucking care. Like, the monarchy matters, anything. So there you go. A little bit of world news, if you didn't know it already. Yeah.
Sorry, I don't have Candle in the Wind handy.
You got anything British regal?
Anything
regal? I mean, British can mean anything, but...
Yeah, I got this song right here. Hold on. Where was it? Oh, I threw it away. Never mind.
Oh.
It's called Your Mum's Got a Penis.
What the fuck?
Yeah, here we go. I guess this is British for you guys. You asked for British. I guess this is kind of royal, too. I don't know.
It is.
All right, so it's a show tune, all right.
You have show tunes.
I have a lot of shit, dude.
You need a better copy of that.
Yeah, I know, it's pretty horrible.
Elton John sells 12.
All right. I got a better... All right, you hear something else British here. This is
I guess this also covers the queer quotient of music. You know, I just there you go. There's your queer quotient. I guess he needs to start doing some hip. Oh, he did that stuff with Eminem. There you go.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Elton John and Eminem. There it goes. Right back.
Fine,
to the beginning.
Fine. We'll get some hetero Brit pop here. You can't get more British than this, even though the chick is Chinese. Every time I look at that dude, I think it's Arse Anime.
Arse.
Talking about the charm. I don't mean to offend Toe or anybody else, man. But
Arse Anime.
Crikey, me bums in ink and paint.
Oh, man. You know, maybe I have something.
So I guess the other show's not here, dude. So we're going to do 2 hours of Spank Wagon.
Not again. Please,
oh,
not again.
Come on, dude. I'm ready to go another 2 hours.
Sort of Brit. Close neighbor. It's close enough, right?
Not really.
Damn.
I can do better.
Fine.
Fine. You want me to do better, man?
Do
fine.
Better.
You want
Come
me
on.
Do better? You want me to do better?
Yeah, do better.
Fine. We'll fucking do better. Oh, what's that? What's that look, huh? Stones are British.
Yeah? Yeah?
And you know what, dude?
Okay, that was yours, huh?
That's mine.
All right, turn yours down. Don't turn mine up yet. Okay, fine. Got one up on you. Fucking Johnny Rotten is British. God save the Queen.
Fine.
What do you got?
Can we stop laughing so I can type it in, dude? and do you better than Johnny.
All right.
I'll do you some Sid Vicious.
Okay. All right. You want to go down that path? You really want to go down that fucking path?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, fine. Here we go. And here's one that's going to blow your fucking mind out. How about a goddamn Brit band? Let me take down your Sid Vicious. A Brit band doing a cover song. Yeah! Toy dolls. Beat that, bitch.
Fine.
You gotta do a British. He's British?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Dumb fuck, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
No one can challenge Tom Jones.
I got one person that could make Tom Jones cringe. One more.
Like breakdance fighting, dude.
Ready? All right, okay, here we go.
All right, I got one.
You know what I got?
What do you got?
You ready for this shit? Yeah. Psycho Clowns. The Prodigy. Ah, you can't beat the fucking clown.
That's going to be hard.
And listen to the rip. Simple.
Admit your kung fu is strong.
Yeah, but I'm almost running out because I don't have my whole collection here. I don't have every album I've ever ripped or stolen on LimeWire.
Alright. I know these guys technically are British.
Oh, they're technically. Now we're getting down to technicalities. All right. It's good. But all since right. You're going with technicals, you're going with technicalities. Okay, here's a fucking technicality for you.
All right, let's hear it. Bring it on, bitch.
I had a review. The guy says this guy sounds British. I may have to fast forward for this, though.
Fine, fast forward.
I may have to really fucking fast forward.
Fine. Bring it here. Let's go ahead. I'm ready for you.
Ah, curses! Yeah, okay, you win.
World champion.
You win.
That was hard, too, man. I forgot I had this.
You win. I'm
I already played Elton John's cover of Pinball.
Wait before, a minute.
So I couldn't do the tummy. Wait,
no,
for what?
No. I fucking forgot about this one. Hey, I still have that one going. New Order.
Oh, New Order. Fine.
Yeah.
This hot off the request charts.
Ah! Fine. You want to go with this? You want to go with what they were requesting? Fine, I heard this fucking in the chat room. Requesting.
You want to get desperate?
I'm desperate because I'm out of music.
I'll show you desperate.
How can you be desperate? You've got 30 trillion gigs of music.
I'll show you.
3, 2, 1.
Let's jam.
These guys are British, man.
All right. And these people aren't. So fuck you. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon, where I'll always get the last word.
Spankwagon wants to say thank you to LV Rocks for letting us come down to the studio and play around a little. Big thank you to our syndicates, Radio306.com, PlanetRadio.us. Thanks to Toe for his arse anime.
Every time I hear Flavor Flav, all I can think of is Bridget Nielsen, dude.
She's European. Big thank you to VFTP.net. Don't forget to check out the archives where you can get our show, because if it's not live,
it's in the motherfucking archive.
Don't forget to check out the shit. Don't forget to check out the Subject to Discussion archive. I'm your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the irrefutable Claude Balls.
Bump it up! A man grinds for my time, that's what's up. So make gonna change, I got a middle range, I got a rearrange, so I'm building back your brain. Wrecking records with focus stuff, am I loud enough? Yeah. You got to give it up. I'm coming with